Shinyut Ches Sivtes.
Cleavage, which means something that was on the fire, even if it's off the fire. Afilu Achash Avir Me'ala Ish, even if you took it off the fire. Nevashel Kol's Man Shir Yatzer Ledes Boy. As long as it is Shir Yatzer Ledes Boy, a certain level of heat, then it can still cook. Fichach also Litein L'Soyich HaTavlin. Now I'll put an uncooked spice into it, because it will cook it. The first opinion here of the Mechaber is that salt can be put into a klivishon given shavir me'alaish, as long as it's not on the fire. So adding anything to a pot which is on the fire, nothing to talk about. It's also, but if it's off the fire, it's a klivishon. This opinion holds you're allowed to put salt into it. Salt needs cooking like a piece of meat from a cow. But there's another opinion. The other opinions that say that if you have meat that was salted and washed off, obviously, so it's still also to put in there. Why? Because even though the meat itself may not get cooked in the klivishon, there's still juices in it that will get cooked. Says the Rambam, it's also to put in even without the salt. If you didn't salt it, then you can't put the meat in it because the meat is full of blood, which is aser. Now, says the Rambam, Yesh oisim losis melech afil klisheni kol zman sheyatzer ledes boy. Those that aser to put salt, even a klisheni, because they say, svar hafucha, which is based on different opinions in the Gemara, that salt is easily cooked than other things, and therefore is kedai to be machmer, not to put salt even to a klisheni, unless you know the salt was cooked beforehand. There's a slightly complicated halacha. So let's take two halachas. Halacha number one is we pass that salt should not be put even into a kli sheni, or should not be put on a chunk of something that was heated up in the fire, like a chunk of meat or a potato. Unless the salt was cooked beforehand, then there's room to be made. The same thing applies for sugar. Sugar generally is cooked beforehand. So, since it was cooked beforehand, over here the Mishnah Berurah also brings that could even put into a kli rishon. But he says that there are those that are machmir, and therefore one should not put a sugar into a kli rishon, but into a kli sheni, one can't put it in. Now, a person who illegally put salt into a meichel, put it on a pot that was on the fire, so then you're being already sufficient on the salt. Even so, it says that if the pot was already salted from before and this extra salt is not really transforming it from being unsalted to being salted, it will be permitted afterwards, because since the iser is not causing the flavor, it is permitted. In a case where it needs the salt and the salt is making it good, then achanami, it will be also to eat that meichel till Motzei Shabbos.